Hello, everybody. Welcome
Hello.
to our podcast, Hypnotica with Chantel and Melissa, where we combine our expertise in hypnotherapy and erotica to share our journey of healing and empowerment. So
Y'all
today, what are we talking about? We're talking
are
about why is hypnotherapy taboo? Oh gosh, where we could all go with this.
Yes.
I guess I will just start out with my really short answer of why is hypnotherapy taboo. It's a powerful tool that has been very misunderstood. And yeah, that is the basic answer. But I have a very long answer later too.
I've received this from you. I've received this service from you, and it's been like, I just remember feeling so relaxed and so at ease. And then in that experience, having all these things come to me, all these like memories and stuff that we worked through. It's extraordinarily powerful. Like, it was a really, really, really incredible experience. It's so, can you tell us the difference between hypnotherapy and hypnosis?
Sure. Okay, so there's like the state of hypnosis, which is a state that everybody accesses every day when they go to sleep, when they wake up in the morning, when they're watching TV, when they're driving a car along a route that they've been, it's basically like an autopilot or a relaxed state of mind. If you're playing a video game, or there's just all these things that we do every day where we access a state of hypnosis. So hypnosis itself is nothing to be afraid of. there's also like stage hypnosis, which I think a lot of people, that's the first thing that they think about when they think about hypnosis. And I mean, I don't know a lot about stage hypnosis. I've never even seen a show. Like, I just know that it's for entertainment, and some people are afraid of being embarrassed by it, or they're afraid of being hypnotized. But what they don't know is that, like, you can't force somebody to be hypnotized. Like, if you don't want to be hypnotized, you won't be. It's like, it's just all about using your imagination. So, like, let's say you're telling me a story. So, on last week's episode, you told a story and I followed along in my mind. So, I was hypnotized just because I was following along with your story, but I chose to follow your story. Like, I could choose to not listen, right? Like, you could choose to pay attention to something else. Like, you don't have to follow commands at any time, and you don't have to listen to stories. Like, everyone really needs to be empowered with their right to choose what they're thinking about and that sort of a thing. Yeah. So, like, there's kind of different, I don't know, aspects, right? So there's stage hypnosis, there's the state of hypnosis, and there's hypnotherapy. And even in hypnotherapy, everyone uses sort of their different like induction, or they have a different style that they use. I like to use the relaxation and imagination form. And so, yeah, like, I won't talk a whole lot about things that I don't know, but I'll talk a lot about what I've studied. I studied mental health, and I've studied various different therapies, and I'm just very tuned into the ones that have worked the best for me.
That makes sense. Yes. And I love that you mentioned the imagination part. As a very imaginative person myself, I'm like, yep, yes.
Yeah,
So
like a lot
good.
of people think I can't do hypnotherapy because I can't visualize. Well, it doesn't matter. Anyone can imagine, and everyone uses a different way to imagine, and whichever way people choose is fine with them, or it'll work. If you want it to work, it'll work. It's like, if you believe in something, it'll, like, that's the main part, right? If you believe in it and if you follow along with it. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. Yeah.
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned the visualization part, because yeah, there are people who cannot visualize, but there's other ways we can use our imagination. I would love, because I love stories. Speaking of, I would love to hear how you got started with this.
Well, let me just rewind a bit of my life. So I was raised in the same homeschool cult that the Duggars were in. I know that lately documentaries come out on Prime called Shiny Happy People. A lot of people have watched it. It was like in the top 10. And yeah, I'm the oldest of 10 kids, and so I'm very I've been immersed in cult, or what we say, culture, very strong belief systems, very much of a controlling mentality where it's like only things that are right are what we believe and everyone else is wrong, or anything woo-woo or anything that would give you any sense of empowerment is wrong, taboo, right? Like, so when I grew up, the anything that had like magic or hypnotherapy or any sort of woo-woo thing that's out there was a no-no. Like, yoga was bad, dancing was bad, all these things were the devil, right? And so growing up in that gave me this window, and I'm so grateful for my past, because without my past I wouldn't be where I am today, and I couldn't help people figure out what they want, because I kind of had to rewrite my all of my beliefs, figure out what I ethically believed, and get out from that tiny little box that I was raised in. So about 8 years ago, my sister died from cystic fibrosis, and then a few months later my brother died from suicide. So it
Oh
was
my
just
gosh.
like, life just crashes down on you, and you just feel so, what it's like to go through the grief journey. It's like nothing matters and everything matters at the same time. And you're just like trying to keep your head above water and live. And like, I have three kids, so I was trying to help them too. And I was just really searching for something that would help me process my grief journey. Like, it's not a matter of like getting over it, right? Or people are like, oh, you should have, it's been a year, like you should be okay now, right? Like, it's not something that you ever really recover from. It's more of like a journey to be understood and processed. And when I tried various therapies, and I felt like talk therapy just brought up a whole lot of stuff from my childhood, like abuse and lots of PTSD, but it just like brought it everything bubbling up to the surface and then left it there. And then, like, the hour's up, bye, like, good luck with your teary self as you walk out the door, right? Like, I do believe talk therapy has its place, and it was like a doorway to other therapies. So I'm not dissing any therapist or anything like that. I'm just saying that when I found hypnotherapy, it worked so well and so fast. It just really gave me a sense of peace going forward, and I could get my joy back. And yeah. And the reason why hypnotherapy helped me so much is because it accessed my subconscious mind, where all of the deep stuff was. And yeah, in future episodes, we can go through like the different, I don't know, ways of hypnotherapy, such as IFS parts therapy, where you have like the protective parts of yourself, the observer part of yourself, and then those inner child parts that have that trapped emotion. And hypnotherapy can access it in a comfortable way so that you're not re-traumatized, that you can go through it like really in control of yourself and your emotions, and feel at peace, and really like give your inner child the advice that you that it that your inner child needed at that time, so that it could be processed. Does that make sense?
Yes, I love the way that you shared that too, and thank you for sharing your story. 'Cause yeah, a lot of times, and again, not knocking talk therapy, 'cause yeah, it's helped me so much in so many ways, but a lot of times, yeah, it's like the trauma comes up to the surface and then it's like,
And then, like, how does it get released? You
exactly,
know,
exactly.
how do you process that?
Totally. My thoughts on that are looking, instead of like bringing up the actual events that have happened, it's bringing up how does it affect your life? Like, can we work on that part so we don't have to keep reliving it? Like, how
Yeah,
is that
exactly.
Yes, it's like because we're going to therapy and we're going to various practitioners so that we feel better. We don't necessarily need to relive the trauma. We just need to
Yeah, and I feel like that's
get
one of the reasons why it's so taboo, or even therapy in general is so taboo, where people think, oh no, I've worked so hard. I have all these protective parts in place so that I don't feel those things. Why on earth would I go to therapy to feel that? And that's another reason why I love hypnotherapy, is because you don't even have to visit your past and your childhood self. You can do everything in metaphors and like just you can be like, where do you feel that in your body? What color is it? What does it need? And like you can access your subconscious in symbols and colors and that kind of thing. You don't have to necessarily go back and relive any sort of trauma. Or some people are afraid of accessing things that they didn't even know, like that they blocked out and they don't want to, like, obviously. And I'm not about that. If someone comes to me and they have a lot of panic attacks or triggers, or they easily angered or easily whatever, there is definitely ways to access your subconscious just using symbols and colors and that sort of thing, so that you don't have to go into any sort of detail at all, making it the most comfortable therapy out there.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just like, oh, I get to play in my imagination and then heal some things and be completely relaxed. I'm like, that's
Yeah,
perfect.
everybody, when they're done their thing, they feel like when they're done their hypnotherapy session, they feel lighter, and they just, yeah, like that's the thing I hear most, is that they feel lighter.
Yeah, and that was also my experience, is just feeling better, lighter, and more grounded and centered in myself. Yeah, it's glorious. Yes.
So, like, back to the whole taboo thing.
Yes.
I just like I'm so passionate about helping people feel empowered and giving them choice, and like realizing that they can choose what thoughts they think and what world they want to create. And I feel like we've spent so much time fighting on the things that we don't want. And I mean, I myself have spent most of my life, like fighting against the beliefs I don't want, or fighting against just anything I don't believe in. But it's like I feel like that's wasting my time. I love the concept of yin yang, where there's dark and light. Everything is allowed to exist. There's always, in every movie we watch, good and bad things. And like we don't have to focus on fighting the bad all the time. We can just be like, it's allowed to exist, like that can be there, and I can choose something new, something that's never been before, or what I prefer to feel, in our sex lives and writing erotica. Like we can also become aware of things that we don't prefer, and then we can switch to like, let's try a little bit of this. Like, I would prefer to feel this instead. And like, just like that, we're allowed to do that, right? In my background, it's just like everything was so controlled that we didn't have choice. So I'm just so passionate about choice.
Yes. And again, like, thank you for bringing that to light, because so many people, especially growing up in that kind of environment, or even if you didn't have the environment that's quite like that, we don't always know that we have choice. We're not always aware of it because we live on autopilot. We're just living in reaction to our negative beliefs. It's like, oh no, you can like observe that and decide to choose something else. And I know that that's really simplifying it, because it takes a little bit of effort at first,
Yeah,
but
you're retraining the brain, but hypnotherapy helps retrain the brain a whole lot faster.
exactly. Yes. Yes. Totally, totally.
And so a misconception that people have about hypnotherapy is that it's mind control, that they're just going to sit there and be quiet, and the therapist is just going to impart whatever it is that, like. So everyone has their own beliefs and own values, and nobody should go to someone if they don't like or trust them. Like,
Yes.
I can't speak for other practitioners, but how I do my sessions is that it's a conversation. The whole session is a conversation. Even though the person's very relaxed in the state of hypnosis, we can still have a conversation. They can still, like, not still choose. Everything that they choose in their journey, in their hypnotherapy journey, is their choice. The only reason I'm there is to kind of like help navigate through it. And if they get to a spot in their mind, like, nobody wants to go into their mind alone, right? If there's scary things in there, they don't want to open those boxes by themselves, right? So I'm just there to like hold their hand, and like, I've opened those boxes before, so I know exactly how to let that emotion go while feeling good, right? Like, and so why not go with someone who's been there before?
Right. Yes. Yeah, when we had our session, I remember, like, I mean, really being in everything that you were guiding me through, like with imagining everything. And again, like, I love that. But I also was very aware of my consciousness. You know, it's not like you were controlling anything. I was in control, but I
Yeah,
was
it
just
gives you way more control
listening.
than when you're walking through life and working on autopilot. Like, I almost feel like hypnotherapy is like getting someone out of their regular hypnosis that they're in all the time, right? Like, it's like really slowing things down and making you aware of, okay, what is the life that I do choose? You know?
For sure. Yes.
So I'm open to any of our listeners' questions about hypnotherapy, hypnosis, that sort of thing. I'll answer what I know about. I won't talk about what I don't know about. Like,
Yes,
it's a
totally.
very big topic, and there's a lot that I'm still learning about, like erotic hypnosis, and I look forward to sharing that with our audience. And we're just basically taking everybody along on our journey as we, you know. As we learn more about these things.
Exactly.
Yes,
Yes. So speaking of the journey, please join us next week, because we're going to be discussing erotic blueprints, which is the blueprint for how we experience our turn on. And there's five different blueprints, so I'm super excited to dive into this next week. And then also sharing how you can use your blueprint to write some really sexy erotica.
ooh la la.
Yes,
Can't
yeah.
wait. Yeah,
I know. I'm so excited. So excited. Yay, we'll see y'all later.
bye.